WIR4 AAE Mobile.
4AAE W4SBX.
SBX, this is KR4 AAE. How are you, Brad?
Doing good, Stephen. How are you doing? The weather is so beautiful today. I can't believe it's almost 80 degrees.
Enjoying every minute of it. Heck, I'm walking around on my lunch break, set up crossband on my mobile rig, so I'm just out walking around with a little HT right now.
Okay, did you go to that meeting last night? I wasn't able to make it.
Affirmative, I was there last night. I was like, oh, Brad's not here, and I saw you on the Zoom screen. I was like, there he is.
Yeah, I had a bunch of stuff going on yesterday, like the returns. I returned a ham radio yesterday. Well, it was like a ham radio, like a 10-meter, a 12-meter. And then I did a modification to make it 11 meters, and I just didn't like it too much. So I returned it and bought me a Striker for get back with my CB buddies.
I should have asked you a little bit earlier, because I'm looking for a 10-meter rig that I could just set up in the yard somewhere and get on the HF a little bit, just goof around and get my feet wet in the HF. What brand 10-meter rig did you have?
It is an Anytone AT-5555, like a quadruple five. I tell you, a pretty good one. What I'm on now, it's a quad band. It's TYT-TH-9800. I bought this one. I got it from Radio Oddity on sale for about $209. I think Amazon sells it for about $234, but it does 2-meter, 70-centimeter, 10-meter, and 6-meter.
And that was a TYT-900, accurate, correct?
It's the TYT brand, but the model number is TH-9800. The only thing is, though, I'm not sure too much about the 6-meter, but the 10-meter band is FM. It ain't a single sideband.
That I was looking at single sideband. That's good to know that you use those and you're pretty happy with them. I'll be sure to check those out. Again, I'm still shopping around. I just bought the half-wave end-fed antenna from the ARRL website. So I'll get that put together, and then hopefully I'll have a 10-meter rig by then.
Yeah, I went and helped my brother-in-law move, too, this past weekend, so that was another thing. It messed me up on my scheduling of things to do, but he hasn't found that, or I think he knows where it's at, but the way they moved is like, get the beds in, you know, this washer, dryer, and all this stuff. And he said, I'll go through that stuff. I'll give you, let you look and see what you want. But there's a good chance he might have a rig that'll do 10 meters.
It would be fantastic if you did. I would be interested in purchasing that from him if he did have one available.
Yeah, it won't be much, I'm sure, if he's got one. He told me he'd let me look through. I think he's got some, I can't remember the name brand he told me he had, and he said, man, these things, it's old, but he said it still works great, and it's real popular. I can't remember the name brand of it, though. Something I'd never heard of before, but he said people love them, and I'm pretty sure that'll be one of them, but I'm not sure. I know it does HF, but I'm not sure if it gets all bands. I'm pretty sure it would, though.
If time comes, we'll sort that one out. Oh, yeah, and I said, forgot to tell you thanks for sending the info over on the telescopic mast stuff. I'm still considering getting one of those for the Go Box if I need one.
Probably not good for a Go Box. It's metal, you know. It's heavy. It came in two tubes about maybe 10 feet long, and it extends to like 25 and a half feet, but there's probably a better option, something lightweight, fiberglass or something similar for like portable. But, you know, I'll keep you in mind. He might have, like, you might could run a ham stick or something on certain bands, something that's really small.
Right, stand by 1 second. I got somebody calling me. Scratch that. They hung up, so I guess it wasn't important. But yeah, I'm looking at stuff like that, but I still have a little bit of gear and piecing together to make sure I got everything situated.
Are you looking to get into POTA?
Not right now. Eventually, yes. Whenever I get more acclimated with how the HF works, I may journey down that route.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I've got almost all the gear I need to go POTA. I've hunted but not activated yet, but I've actually got an antenna. It's an in-fed halfway that I could use, but I'm thinking about get either just separate ham sticks and just sitting in the car and doing it, or I'm possibly fixing to buy a buddy pole, which they're real portable, and but the only thing is they cost like $300 and some, I think.
They are a little on the expensive side, but I'm sure you get a good quality product with that. But again, once I get situated with HF, I may go do some POTA, possibly.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Really want somebody to go with me, too, because I think it'd be more fun, two of us going. Like, even if we had two different radios, or we could take turns on one radio, but I bought two of them LifePro batteries, and one of them's a 50, I can't remember how you say it, milliamp or whatever, and then the other one, I think, is an 8. I think a guy running a rig on an 8 milliamp, and we was up there 5 or 6 hours and never lost power.
Yeah, copy that. That's good to know, because I'm looking at getting a couple of those batteries, a solar panel, and just in case something happens to the power grid, I can at least get on the radio and communicate.
Yeah, I believe a lot of that has to do with, this guy was running a G90, a Zego or whatever you call him. So he was only running 10 watts, but so if you're running more power, it's going to eat it up faster. But he was running 10 watts, and he was out there, I know, for 6 hours, because I was there with him 6 hours.
Yeah, that's pretty good for battery power.
Yeah, there was another guy up there that had, I believe it was an ICOM 7300 like I got, but he had a bigger battery, but he also had, like you was talking about, a solar panel to keep it charged, but that guy was doing a lot of CW, though, so it wasn't draining much power, but he had the whole rig set up, man, and I think he's one of the guys that stayed up there for the whole weekend.
That is pretty serious if you're staying up there the whole weekend. I'm not that serious yet.
Well, this was in a state park, of course, because it was POTA, but I don't know, it was like Saturday and Sunday, I believe, and they had reserved a camping spot, set up tents, and a bunch of people in the club. You know, it was like, I assume, probably like six of them at least. And they all just set up camp up there and did POTA all weekend.
Sounds like that may be a good weekend activity when the kid gets a little older. Well, Brad, I got to get running here. I got to get back in the office, get a little bit more work done. Nice chatting with you. I just had to get away from the computer for a bit, so I'll go ahead and say 73 for now. This is KR4AAE for W4SBX. Clear on your final.
All right, Stephen. I'll let you get back to work. Hope it goes well. And KR4AAE from W4SBX. I'm clear.